Now, Sunny FM presents Crazy Talk with Rick Stacy
and Jill on Smokestack. Hey, I gotta do this story real quick. I missed it earlier this morning. There's an article. You got to understand, if you've never been in New York or you never lived there, you don't understand the mentality in Manhattan, in the boroughs. Mostly Manhattan. Maybe a little Brooklyn now. But it's this elitist, we're better than any. I was like that. When I came down here to Florida the first time back in the late 70s, early 80s, nothing was good enough. I can't believe this place. Look at it. Oh, I can't believe they have New York pizza. They don't even know what pizza is.
I did that when I moved. I was from New Jersey and New York. I did as soon as I came down to the South. That's the first thing I said. They don't have good pizza.
And then I realized that I'm the idiot, especially when I had the accent, too. I had to go to speech therapy to get on the radio.
You did not stop.
Oh, it was horrible. And the first day on the air, I was on the air on an AM station here, and the guy says, can you stop saying, call me now?
Call me now.
I go, what are you talking about, call me now? I don't say that.
My dad still says coffee.
Coffee. Yeah. C-O-W-F-E. Yeah. But... yeah, I mean, you just think that you're the center of the earth and nothing else matters, and it's still there, and it's even worse now. So New Yorker magazine is a reflection of all that is New York City. Big bunch of snobs.
I love New Yorkers.
Yeah, but you ever seen the cover of their thing? It's a guy with his nose in the air.
So New York hat on. So their New Yorker article just came out, and it was it's calling Chick-fil-A. There's one Chick-fil-A restaurant in New York City. Just one.
That's it?
Yeah, saying
Jeez,
that...
Jeez, it's got to be a madhouse.
That the article's headline is Chick-fil-A's Creepy Infiltration of New York City. In the piece, Dan Pepenbring examines the growth of Chick-fil-A in New York City, where the chicken chain is, four locations, and planning more. They're saying that Chick-fil-A is a creepy, pervasive infiltration of Christian traditionalism in New York City.
I mean, that's fine. I don't have to agree with you or believe what you believe, but you make damn good chicken biscuits, I'll tell you that.
Totally.
The first couple times, because I'm from Michigan, we don't have Chick-fil-A up there. It's not a thing. I thought it was Chick-fil-A when I moved down here. And, like, I went to one, you know, we were doing a promotions gig, and one of the other kids was like, no, we got to go to Chick-fil-A. They got the best stuff. And I was like, oh, it's Chick-fil-A. So we go there, and I noticed, like, the first few times, I just thought it was the first time I went, I thought it was normal. But they go, my pleasure. Anytime you say, oh, thank you, my pleasure.
Really?
And then, like, every time I went, they say it so slowly and deliberately. My pleasure.
They're just trying to be nice.
That is like, is it your pleasure, though? You're handing me chicken.
That is kind of creepy.
Chicken makes
Do they
people
say
happy.
Just like that, like you said it?
Yeah, my pleasure. They don't ever say you're welcome, nothing like that. It's always my pleasure.
Well, maybe that's what they got to say.
That's their training. That's their tagline.
Yeah.
I was a little creeped out by it.
All right, well, there you go. So this guy spent five pages talking about Chick-fil-A's infiltration of New York City.
He's just mad they're not open on Sunday.
Well, I think we all are. I got to be honest. We're all mad about that.
You see
that.
The one next to... There's one buried here in the neighborhood. It's got a line around it twice, I think,
Dude,
every day.
I feel bad for the 7-Eleven because the line extends to 7-Elevens, like wrapping around the gas pumps. You
it
can't
does.
Even get gas because everybody's trying to get chicken.
Right.
It's crazy.
They're right next to each other. Speaking of chicken, China's going to unleash a chicken army.
For what?
So apparently the locusts are coming and they feed off of the crops. And there's an official with the local animal husbandry bureau, whatever that is.
The local what?
The local animal husbandry bureau.
For all the animal wives in town.
You know.
Isn't that for people that have relations with animals?
I don't know.
I live in Alabama.
I think
you did
so.
That story last week.
All right.
There's 2,200 chickens that they're preparing for feeding time over about 2.8 million acres of grassland that are expected to get hit with these locusts. And they don't want to use pesticides because they said it pollutes the environment. So what they're going to do is, I guess, release the chickens to go feed on these 600 locusts that are supposed to come. And just in case the chicken...
Who let the chickens out?
What?
I can't believe this is real. I'm going to get ready for this. And just in case the chickens can't do it by themselves, they're going to bring in reinforcements, a.k.a. ducks and other birds to help the chickens.
What?
Popeyes.
Oh, my God.
Like that's ridiculous.
It's like a Disney movie.
Oh, my gosh.
I need to raise an army of my own chickens to combat China's chicken army.
Oh, man. I wonder how much that guy gets paid. Speaking of your salary, it turns out mo' money equals mo' problems.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
No, not having money is a problem.
Yeah, I agree with Rick.
It
wow.
says here,
That's
the
crazy.
More money you have, the more stressed you are. 68% of people
That's not true.
That make over $200,000 a year have high stress versus less than half of the
people. Yeah, that's because they're not making $500,000 a year.
Yeah.
I mean, Sea-Doos are expensive. Have you ever seen a mad person on a Sea-Doo? No, those things are great.
What are you talking about?
Sea-Doos, like when you buy expensive things, if you have money, you can buy expensive things.
Oh, okay. Water skis and stuff?
Yeah.
And that's terrible?
No, they're saying you're way more stressed if you make over $200,000 a year. Here's the sweet spot. Are you ready?
I'm not that stressed. I want to make $200,000 a year.
I'd love to make $200,000 a year.
About $500,000.
They said the sweet spot is...
Do I hear a million?
is this an auction now? Between $50,000 and $75,000. Those people have the lowest stress levels and the highest job satisfaction, apparently.
What?
I'm just telling you.
Why wouldn't you want to make more than that?
Yeah.
Oh, geez, you know, apparently, I would love to have a big house, but I'm okay with the shack I have. I think I'm...
Yeah, I don't know where that study
is. It's a LinkedIn.
LinkedIn?
Yeah, so you know it's real.
Oh, they send me spam emails all the time. I don't trust them.
Shh.
Yeah, right. Everybody wants to link. Every time anybody loses a job, it's like constant. You kept getting the thing, hey, please talk to me. Please talk to me. Hey, come on, LinkedIn. Link me. And I don't even know the password. Finally, on American Idol Monday night, Katy Perry had yet another wardrobe malfunction. I missed the last one. She was laughing too hard because this, I guess, was a Venezuelan or?
She's Venezuelan, yes.
Venezuelan girl came out. She was very, very changa-changa, chimichanga dancing. She wanted Katy Perry to dance with her, and Katy Perry was like laughing, and then all of a sudden all the laughing turned into splitting pants, and the pants split open, yeah.
Oh, dear God.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Lionel Richie and Luke Bryan tried to help.
There's like a liner over them, too.
Everything covered?
Although Katy Perry initially seemed to have some reservations about Venezuelan singer Michelle Sasset and her request to have the judges dance with her.
Katy Perry, mamacita! Do it like this! Okay, look! I see!
I see! I see! Oye, mira!
Is that her chimichanga dancing as Rick called it?
Chimichanga Yeah, this is so staged. It really is.
Yeah,
so
it looks fake. Because Lionel Richie's like, oh, I'm already ready. What's going on, girl?
Yeah.
And he tries to pick her up from behind.
And Luke Bryan had some bad, really worn out line. What did he say? Oh, it's a tough job. Somebody's got to do it. Please, come on. Hire some writers.
Are you Katy Perry? Has this ever happened to you?
Oh, I just split my pants!
Those split pants will cost you thousands in repairs. You need Flex Seal. Kissing a girl?
Oh, I just split my pants!
Flex Seal! Letting people hear you roar?
Oh, I just split my pants!
Flex Seal! If Lionel Richie is staring at your butt and he says, hello, Flex Seal!
Yikes.
We used Flex Seal on Katy Perry's pants and made a boat out of them! Get Flex Seal today and you'll never have to say,
oh, I just split my pants!
There is not any man like him. Rick Stacy.